Hello, all you amazing moms. It's me, Michelle. And I know if you're dealing with divorce, it can be daunting. Trust me. But with HelloDivorce.com, you're not alone. They offer a refreshingly simple, affordable, and stress-free divorce alternative without skimping on the expert support you know you need for this crucial transition. Listen, whether it's straightforward separation or you're tackling complex legal and financial negotiations, Hello Divorce is going to ensure that you navigate from uncertainty to confident clarity. Their best-in-class, five-star customer service team is your guide to setting up for success in this next chapter. Plus, come on, they're one of America's most innovative companies. Mention my name, Michelle, and they're going to treat you extra special. Don't wait, though. You got to start shaping your brighter future today. Visit hellodivorce.com/moms because moving on means moving up. We're in this together, babes. And with Hello Divorce, you've got the support to thrive. To all my moms moving on, I have something amazing for you. If you're ready to move on from your engagement ring, the experts at Worthy can help you turn it into cash, fast and risk-free. Worthy does all the work and their competitive auctions get you the best deal possible. Over 45,000 people have already moved on with Worthy. Are you ready to move on too? Visit worthy.com/moms to get an extra $100 when your jewelry sells for over $1,500. That's worthy.com/moms for a special bonus offer just for the Moms Moving On community.
This week on Moms Moving On.
But I always say, as a woman, know where your power lies. And so much of our power lies in the fact that we have this amazing hormone called oxytocin, which attaches us to people.
Life moves on, so why shouldn't we? This is Michelle Dempsey-Moltak, your host of Moms Moving On, navigating divorce, co-parenting, single motherhood, and moving on. Welcome back to another Moms Moving On. This is your host, Michelle, and I have the Queen of Hearts on with me today, Bella Gandhi. She is the founder of the Smart Dating Academy. She is the most trusted professional when it comes to finding love. And we know some of you might have a lot of questions about that. Bella, thank you so much for being here again with us today.
Michelle, it's delightful and an honor to be here on Moms Moving On, one of my favorite podcasts.
And I love, you know, I sit here on the sidelines watching all the things that you do and all the lives that you change, because really, at the end of the day, as much as we say, like, I am a strong, independent person, I don't need anybody else, we all want to find love and feel love and be loved. I think that's human nature, isn't it?
Absolutely. We are wired as humans to want the lid to our pot, that connection. Sometimes we think we don't because we've had so many bad experiences and we're afraid and we don't want to get hurt again. But at the end of the day, as most studies, including the Harvard Grant study, which is the longest longitudinal study done on happiness, the quality and depth of our relationships matter most at the end of our lives. And having a very good significant other not only makes you happier, it also makes you healthier.
Well, you lost me at longitudinal, but I am going to take your word for it. But yeah, listen, I'm a firm believer that, like, you shouldn't rely on somebody else for your happiness, but you should be able to have somebody in your life who brings you joy, right? Like, it can be a both and. Like, I am both happy on my own, but happier because this person is with me. So now, in the Moms Moving On world, our clients get divorced. And they go through the whole thing and the healing and the trauma and the divorce process and the sharing of the kids. And then finally the dust settles and they realize they're ready for love. And where the hell are they supposed to find it? And then they go ask their friends for advice. And then I'm here like, I'm not a dating expert, but I don't know if that's good. And you must hear it all.
Everything, all of the time. And if this sounds like you and you feel like you've been spun around in a circle with a blindfold on, or my clients post-divorce will say, I feel like somebody, if I get on the apps by myself, like I feel like somebody dumped me in the Atlantic at midnight with no life vest on. So it can feel overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you were with somebody since, you know, way back when. I know a lot of my clients come to me and they're like, I met my partner in high school. There were no apps. There was no internet. Like, what in the world? I'm supposed to just like put myself out there like on Craigslist and hope this person isn't a serial killer, you know? And those fears are real. I get it. Along with all the fears of, is somebody going to hurt me again? Are they going to want me now that I am 20 years older, 20 pounds heavier and have children? Like all of these things are the things that come up. And I'll hear like, a client will say, well, my friend told me, you know, just sleep with him on the first date to get more comfortable. Okay. Well, maybe you need that, but I don't know that that is the dating advice that's going to propel you further and more successful into the world of love.
Yeah, no, that in and of itself, right? You do you, boo. But I always say as a woman, know where your power lies. And so much of our power lies in the fact that we have this amazing hormone called oxytocin, which attaches us to people. And it doesn't mean, you know, it's like, well, I should be able to have casual sex just like guys can, right? Blah, blah, blah. Well, you can. However, remember, knowledge is power, and know how your body is wired. And if you're having sex on the first date, even if it's with your mechanic, who's kind of cute that flirts with you and you're like, I just want to like have someone out there.
Give me a tune up, baby.
Right. Give me a tune up. Let's do an equipment check. Make sure everything's working. Right. You know, what's going to happen the next day? You're going to want your mechanic to call you.
Right.
Right. Because that's the power of oxytocin.
Right. You're going to hope you pop a tire on the highway. Yes, for sure.
Absolutely. And even though you're like, he's not right for me, but you're going to be like, why isn't he called? I want him to call. I want him to text, because what you have done is just bonded yourself in the same way we bond to our infants when we squeeze them out, or and suddenly the 6, 7, 8 pound, whatever baby arrives in your hands and you're like, oh my God, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. That's oxytocin. That's the attachment hormone. That's what makes us not want to throw them out of the window when they cry all night, right?
Right.
This is what you're giving to somebody on date one or date two or date three. So let me tell you, terrible advice is sleep with someone on the first date. You're not going to really know how someone is in the bedroom if you don't, you know, get physical with them right away. No. And there is no 3-date rule. So if this is what the people in your lives are telling you, don't get me wrong. They are well intentioned. They love you, boo, but this is not good advice for you.
That's helpful. No shame to the people who did give it up on the first night, because Lord knows if you're coming out of a bad relationship, or a bad marriage, you probably haven't gotten your oil changed in a while. So if you got to do that, you got to do that. But it may not be the best choice if you are looking for healthy, forever, solid love.
Absolutely. And look, one of my best friends in life met her husband in college at a bar. She is not this girl. She's like, I slept with him the first night. They are happily married. One of the most solid relationships I know. 3 kids. But at the end of the day, that was pure luck for her. Mm-hmm. And she and I always talk about this. Like, you don't know. So it's not necessarily, you don't know what you don't know. All you know is if you're getting physical that fast, you are prematurely attaching yourself to someone that might deserve it, but chances are they don't.
Got it. Okay. So next thing I have to bring up, and I don't know if this has been conditioned into us, especially as women, in terms of how we communicate when we find somebody we like, let's hold off. Let's wait for the other person to reach out first. Then we go to our friends for advice. And one says, oh my God, do not reach out. Wait for them to text you. And the other one says, be forward, tell them how much you love them. Where do we go from there? Like, we're older now. We don't have 3 days to wait to see if this person is going to text us. What do you advise for people to do?
I mean, at Smart Dating Academy, Michelle, this is what we do. We're like personal trainers for our clients' dating life. So we wrap you in bubble wrap to prevent you from getting dinged up through the process. So we're reading messages. We're in the profiles going, okay, let's send him a message that says this at this point. So we're helping our clients learn to navigate this. But the sheer fact of the matter is, it's situation by situation. There's no right and there's no wrong, because you're talking about 2 different people. So to take your example, if you went out on a great date with somebody and you haven't heard from him in 3 days, what do you do? Okay. I would say if the guy seemed nice, there were no red flags. He had all of what we call your GPQs, your good partner qualities, which we work on with mm-hmm. every client, then send him what we call a nudge text.
Okay.
And one, which is, hey, Spencer, I was driving past the Starbucks where we met, and I just thought of you. I hope you're having a great week. Right? That's it. That's a nudge.
Okay. Okay. Now, I like it. But
I've had clients get married through the nudge text.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
It doesn't turn the guy off like, oh, she's desperate, or the other person.
So here's why it works so beautifully. A lot of times, men are just as insecure as we are, Michelle. And so if you're on a date with the guy and you thought the date went well, he might have been in a space where he'd been rejected 7 times over the last 7 dates. And he's like, I don't think she liked me. And so he gets in his head and he has a negative evaluation of the date because of his own lenses on himself. So now what happens is if you nudge him, he could go, oh my God, you like, this is great. And they'll text you back right away. Like, oh, so great to hear from you. How's your week going? Maybe we can hang out this weekend. I have a client that did this. She was super shy, super introverted. Like she said, Bella, I can get up on a stage for work. She's a badass, great career. I could give a talk in front of 1,000 people, no butterflies. I own my shit when I'm on stage. You ask me to go into a birthday party where I only know the host. She's like, I'll sit in my car for 20 minutes having a panic attack.
Same, all day long. Yeah.
And so for her, the thought of dating was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I'm going to meet a stranger. So she finds this guy, they go to Starbucks, and she's like, oh my God, he was shyer than me. Like I was the extrovert on this date at Starbucks. I'm like, oh, so cute. She's like, but it was fun. And we talked and great. Now this date was on a Sunday afternoon. Monday, she doesn't hear from him. Tuesday, she doesn't hear from him. Wednesday, she calls me a hot mess.
Yeah, in tears. Thursday, like, I'm cutting back.
Yeah. The shyer guy, like, what is wrong with me? I'm like, nothing is wrong with you. I want you to send him a nudge text. She's like, what do I say? Hi, Eric. It was great meeting you at Starbucks. I just drove past it. I thought of you. Hope you're having a great week. Michelle, he called her 5 minutes later and said, it was so great to hear from you. What are you doing on Saturday? They are now married. He thought she didn't like him.
Oh, so I am her. I would have been her. I have been her many, many times. Even when I met Spencer, who, like, I knew we had an amazing connection and I knew he was the one, but I couldn't trust that feeling inside of me yet. I, you know, 3 hours would go by and he didn't return my text and I was having a panic attack and wanting to shave my head and move to another country. And he was in court doing judge things, you know. It's such a normal thing for women to automatically assume it's them. And I guess men too, from what you're telling me. And so that advice of don't be the one to text first. I mean, yeah, sure, it's subject by subject, but in my mind, I would think if you are the one to text first and they don't respond the way that you want, then they were never yours to begin with, right? And it's a good way to know instead of sitting there wondering.
100%. And that's what the nudge text does. Now, on the other scenario, to your point, if he doesn't respond to that, it's clear. Move on. Bless and release. Go to the next person.
Love and light, baby.
Absolutely. And I tell my clients this, I want you to be with someone who adores you and doesn't keep you guessing, right? And so if someone doesn't respond to you, bye, boy. Now, what you want to make sure is that you're also not being love bombed or you're actually with a narcissist. And that's why you have to think about dating with a long perspective. I don't want you guys getting exclusive with anybody. And this is just what we prescribe at Smart Dating Academy. You might not like this, but for us, we talk about 15 to 20 dates before our clients are getting exclusive. Why? A lot of them have come out of trauma. A lot of them have trauma. Even if you've been in therapy, we're never healed. Are we really healed? No, it means we know how to move through the world better, right? And so once we get back into the dating arena, all that stuff can come back up again and we start to feel comfortable with people that were like our exes, like our dads, like whoever was not good for us. So there's so much to this process. And remember, there's nothing more important than investing in help around this, if this sounds like you. So growing up, one day my dad came home with this poster and this janky, you know, gift store thing in a cheap black frame and hung it up in our family room. And I looked at it curiously. I'm a junior in high school and it says the 21 suggestions for success. Very vintage, my dad, who's an entrepreneur. But rule number one out of these 21 suggestions was marry the right person. This one decision will determine 90% of your happiness or 90% of your misery. And I thought to myself, I'm sitting here in AP European history and AP English and blah, 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 but we're never taught how to do this. If that's the most important thing to find someone who's a good lid to your pot, how are we learning how to do this? And the point is, we're not taught how to do this.
We are not taught how to do this because there is, I mean, it's so dependent on so many things. What makes a good partner for one person could be the worst for another, and everybody needs their love language is spoken in different ways. And so it's a shame that this isn't taught. You know, just like it's a shame that lawyers don't learn about best interests of the children in law school, you know, when they're learning about family law. So it is one of those things that I think thus creates the cycle of healing for people who have to figure it out on their own, like so many of us do. It's luck. It's a matter of luck.
Yeah. And listen, the divorce statistics bear out, Michelle, what you're saying, right? 40% of first marriages end in divorce. When people try it again, 67% of second marriages, 74% of third marriages. So the point is that if this resonates with you and you're thinking like, God, I know the emotional, financial, like all the collateral damage of divorce, and I don't want to go through that again. You don't have to clench yourself up in a tight little knot and either sit at home and think you're never going to do that again, or run out there like gangbusters. And hopefully, I don't want you to end up in a situation where it's like same dude, different face. That's a no-go, right? So really think hard about this, because the people in your lives, they want what's best for you. They're well-intentioned. They are lovely and they are loving, but they're going to tell you either what you want to hear, or they're going to tell you their own experience, which really, like Michelle says, isn't relevant to you.
It's not relevant. And, you know, we see this all the time in the divorce coaching space as well. You know, my friend got divorced and she said, and I'm like, your friend had a totally different spouse, a totally different experience, a totally different tolerance for bullshit. Like, no two experiences are the same, and a friend can only guide you from what they know.
They're calling it the Bible for all divorcing moms. I can't believe it, but that's what they've said about my book, Moms Moving On, Real Life Advice on Conquering Divorce, Co-parenting Through Conflict, and Becoming Your Best Self. Moms Moving On is filled with practical, actionable, and empowering advice from someone who's been through it and come out on the other side, me. Through inspirational stories, rituals, journal prompts, and my guidance, you'll learn how to navigate your divorce with confidence, adjust to life as a single mom, shift your perspective to find your way back to your best self, and create the life you truly deserve. It's available in paperback, hardcover, audiobook, and Kindle. So go get my book. I promise you won't regret it.
So the last thing I want to bring up is when it comes to friends, some friends will decide that they know whether or not you should be dating yet. Oh, you're not ready. You're so not ready. It's too soon. I waited X amount of time. Or you're taking too long. Why aren't you dating yet? Why is this so dangerous to listen to?
Because you're taking other people's advice, you will know when you're ready. There is no right number. The amount of urban legend stuff I hear, well, you should be single for every year that you were married. I was like, who made up that rule? Right? And
be single a long time.
Right. And like, oh my gosh, that person separated. They're not going to be a good bet for you. They're just going to want to go out and sow their wild oats. Right. There's good separated and there's bad separated.
Yeah.
Okay. Good separated is someone who has done their work. The marriage has been over for a long time. They know what they're looking for, and they want to be in a committed, exclusive relationship. Then there's bad separated, and I use the word bad in quotes. That might be the person who's like, yeehaw, yippee skip. I get to get out there and sleep with 50 different women this year. Great. Probably not your dude. Okay, yeah. So we can't make these pat assessments based on what someone says or what someone's label is. It's a slow and deliberate process.
It is. And you know what? The advice you take is going to make all the difference. So you could spend a few years making mistakes because you've taken friends' advice, or you can go to an expert and really get ahead of the game and do this right, because you don't want to be part of that 65%, you know, the second time around, if you're planning on remarrying. This has been all such great advice. What other piece of advice do you always leave your clients with that you can share with ours?
I want you to have great and unending hope about your future, right? Things will get better. The lid to your pot is out there. If you're listening to this wondering, yeah, but you don't know me, listen, I'm here to tell you that love exists for every single person that wants it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I want you to have hope in your future, because hope is what will propel you to take the first right step and the second right step and the third right step. So have unending hope. And then if you need help around this, there's lots of help everywhere. Do what feels right for you. But hope is what will propel you into doing the right things for yourself. And I know you're going to find love no matter where you are listening to this, what your situation is. Just know that, you know, they've called me a long time the fairy godmother of love. So I'm sprinkling juju on you with my magic wand and saying love exists for you. I promise it does.
No, there's no question. Anybody can find love. It's the right love we're looking for.
Amen.
So be smart, be strategic, listen to your gut and an expert before you trust the advice of your friends. I've been there. Unfortunately, not everybody's looking out for your best interests.
No.
Check out smartdatingacademy.com or on Instagram if you have more questions about getting on this dating train again and doing it right and having somebody help you with your online dating profile or how to respond to texts. Like, imagine like a dating bestie in your pocket. I would have loved that when I was out on the prowl again.
I love that. And we've got a podcast, the Smart Dating Academy podcast, you guys, with 130 plus free episodes. Check it out. You know, there's so much information on there that can help you. Segments about dating after divorce. What does a narcissist versus just an asshole look like? So lots of things that you'll find really
helpful. That's my favorite topic.
Absolutely. Is he just a jerk or is he actually a clinical narcissist? Nobody better than you, Michelle Dempsey, to talk about that.
Makes me crazy in so many different ways. Okay. Well, we love you. I'm so glad you joined us again. And to everybody listening, thanks for being here. We've always got your back. Whatever you need, please reach out. info@momsmovingon.com. And we'll see you next time. Have a great day, everyone. So you want to be a divorce coach, but the term divorce coach is a broad one because there is just so much you can cover in the world of moving on. Maybe you find yourself gravitating towards clients with high conflict co-parents, or perhaps you have a knack for helping women pull themselves out of bed when they feel overwhelmed with single mom responsibilities. No matter your ideal client, the one thread that will unite them all is that they're moms, and moms need a different level of support when it comes to divorce coaching. With my Moving On method, you'll not only learn how to best support a client through their divorce, you'll also learn how to help support them as they transition into their new role as co-parents and managing a coaching business. I'm Michelle Dempsey Moltak, certified divorce and co-parenting specialist, and I founded the Moving On method after years of working with clients from all over the world and seeing them all struggle with the same issues. In this training, you'll learn my 5 principles for helping a client with their moving on process, along with how to make your practice successful. Visit momsmovingon.com today to apply for my program. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Moms Moving On. I hope you found today's episode to be helpful, inspiring, and give you the advice you need to feel empowered and strong as you move on. Don't forget to come say hi on Instagram at @TheMichelleDempsey and drop us a line if there's a specific topic or subject you'd like us to discuss. Thanks. Stay strong.